Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was something going on in his parents' house, and it seemed that it wanted to harm his son.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want to go to our website, get access to all of our episodes, bonus episodes, it's all there for you to binge away on, ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts directly right there. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I am just blown away at how quickly this year has gone by. We're getting close to the final holidays of the year, and holy crap. Like, it just goes faster and faster every year.
I feel like it was one of the fastest this year. I don't know why, but I mean, last year around this time is, end of the year is when we decided, okay, we're going to move and kind of get things rolling on all of that. And that just feels like yesterday. Like, it just feels like we just got in here and all that. And now it's, yeah, we're like right over the anniversary of that. It's scary. I don't know. What is there something to that? Is there something like mentally that do our brains function differently as we get older, that time feels like it goes faster?
Maybe it's just we're so busy. Like, I was thinking every year I get to a certain point in radio, like summer is always really busy. There's so many things you got to get ready for the holidays, the summer holidays, 4th of July, all that. And then when that wraps up, you start thinking about fall and, you know, sports and all that kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden it's the holiday season. And it really feels like I just put together the 4th of July patriotic mixtape thing. And now, you know, I just had to kick off some Christmas stations last week. And it's like, what? Where does all this time go? I don't get it.
I still have a box of fireworks sitting in my other room that we never quite got to on the 4th. And it's like, oh, we'll do them some night. And now it's like, maybe New Year's.
I was just going to say, you got the holidays. You can certainly do it for one of them.
I wasn't even. Yeah, it's like, well, I guess. And it's like, we'll set them there. We'll get to them in a little bit. Nope.
Celebrate Jesus with some fireworks. It'll be great.
Happy birthday. Here goes that. The neighbors will love that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully my stories are not too long. And I live here in Southern California. I used to live with my parents. My girlfriend and I, we decided to have a baby. She ended up moving in with us. To this day, I think my parents' house, there's something going on. One day, my parents ended up leaving to Mexico. And they decided to go driving, so I helped them put their luggage away and everything. So a little backstory to this is they would always, since my son would always wake up at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and throughout the night, he would wake up every other hour or every 2 hours or so. Me and my wife would be dead tired. So by 5, 6 in the morning, we couldn't get up with them. And so my parents or my brothers would come, and they would knock on our door. You know, the regular knock, 1 or 2, hey, can I come in? Or 3 knocks, can I come in? And so me being half asleep, all I would say is like, yes, come in. And so they already knew to walk in and go to my son's crib and get him and take him, right? So by this, they decided to drive off to Mexico. I helped them put the luggage away. And so that same night, or actually that following morning, we were asleep. My son was still asleep. And I hear 3 knocks on the inside door, because we had 2 doors, one that would lead to the backyard and another one that would lead to the inside of the house. And I heard 3 knocks, 1, 2, 3, knock, knock, knock. I woke up, and the first thing that came to my head was, okay, someone's trying to come in. My family's trying to come in. So all I said was, come in. My wife wakes up and she reminds me, no one's home. Till this day, I get goosebumps. I don't know what happened. I try to play every scenario, possible scenario. Maybe it was a dog. He hit something. I don't know. Not the following day, but by the second day, again, they knocked on the inside door, the door that leads to the inside of the house. Like I said, we try to think every possible scenario, but to this day, we don't find an answer. Another thing, my parents' house is on an elevated floor. So not like the regular houses where all the plumbing is on the underneath the concrete slab. No, my parents is on a wooden floor, right? So every step that you take, you could hear it since it's an old house. And my room is on a concrete slab, so you have to take two steps down to go to my room. So every other night we would hear someone walking by the kitchen, walking by the living room, and then they would take the two steps and then walk a few more steps to the door and just stand there. I would wait for someone trying to open a door, but nothing. And mind you, there was no one home. So when my son was born and not even at 2 years old, doctors told us he was going to be a vegetable baby. Right now he has cerebral palsy and developmental delay and a few other things I'm not going to get into. So they told us he's not going to be able to walk. He's not going to be able to crawl. He's not going to be able to do anything a normal kid is going to be able to. So with that in mind, he would wake up every hour, every 2 hours. We would feed him or whatever he needed, right? So one night I wake up and I grab him with my left hand and I bottle feed him with my right hand. Being really tired, what I did is I laid on my bed and I moved closer to the middle of the bed so that and I put myself in a beetle position. And so, like I said, with my left hand, I had my son. And then with my right hand, I had the bottle, and his legs were touching my legs since I was in a beetle position, knowing that it was impossible for him to roll over to the left. And there was enough room for him to lay there. But like I said, it was impossible for him to roll over, or even worse, for him to crawl over me. I would feel him. I would literally feel him if he were to crawl over me or move. But again, it was physically impossible for him to move. He couldn't. So being so tired, I knocked out. I fell asleep. And the thing that woke me up afterwards, I don't know if it was a few hours or a few minutes, what woke me up was my son crying. Me and my wife woke up and she asked me, where is he? So I wake up, I open my eyes and my arms were empty, but I was still in a position where thinking I still had him in with me. My right hand was still trying to bottle feed him, but there was nothing there. I stretched my legs, and he was on the opposite side of the bed with his head hanging off the bed, about to fall. So I just grabbed him from his feet and dragged him over to my side. Like I said, it was physically impossible at the time for him to be on that side. Again, I try to think every reasonable explanation. It could have been me being so tired that I left him there, but I mean, I couldn't be that irresponsible to put him there. I run and run scenarios, and I don't, honestly, I can't find an answer to it. Another thing that happened, my wife fell asleep with him. So she fell asleep on a bed. She laid regularly, and she put my son forming a T. And again, she put a pillow on the other side of the bed. Like I said, again, it's impossible for him to roll over or go over the pillow. So she wakes up because she hears my son crying. And then she yells for my name. Hey, can you come here? But in her voice, I could hear she was scared. There was something going on. So I ran to the room and I find my son on the floor and the pillow that she had put on the side of the bed, it was about 5 to 6 feet off the bed. And I asked her, like, what happened? Why is the pillow over there? She said she didn't know. She doesn't know how it got there and how my son ended up in the floor. Again, no scenarios. I try to think of a logical explanation. I can't. Every time we talk about this, my grandpa, he passed away about the same time my son was born, and he was going to come over from Mexico to see my, to meet my grandson, but he died and his luggage was already ready. You know, we think it was him, not, you know, I was messing with them, but whatever it is or it was harming my son. So not too long after, we ended up moving out of the house. But till this day, my younger brother sleeps in that room and he still hears those footsteps going to his room. Anyways, I have a lot more stories in that from that house. I'll give you guys another call some other day. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing that that experience with us. That would be horrifying to suddenly have your children being moved around by something that you're not controlling. Like what? That, yeah, just something else in control of your kids is scary.
Two things that stood out to me was, number one, he said there were three knocks at the door. And there's a lot of speculation that three knocks means that, you know, something's trying to come through, blah, blah, blah. But then to say, come on in, you start to question yourself doing that kind of stuff because you don't know what you're inviting into your house kind of thing. So
yeah, you may not want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just get up and see who may or may not be there. And it's like the old vampire thing. Don't invite them in because once they're in, you're screwed.
And then the vampires eat you and your family and they make a movie about it. But they put the setting in Alaska and then it's even creepier. What was that? 30 Days of Night or something?
That was a creepy movie.
Yes, that was a creepy. There was something I watched the other day where it was a murder in Alaska. And it kept reminding me of 30 Days of Nights, but there was no vampires. I was waiting for a vampire, but there wasn't.
Nothing came, huh?
I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping for a vampire. Didn't they do a bunch of sequels to that too, or was it just the one?
More than likely. Usually when it starts getting into sequels, I kind of block that stuff out because they're never as good as the original.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. Are you interested in the new Ghostbusters that's to come out next year?
No.
Did you watch the last one that came out last year or two years ago with
I skipped that one too because really? Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
I didn't like the one with the girls in, and it wasn't because there were girls, it just didn't follow the storyline. The last one I thought was pretty good. Still, you know, you can't quite get up to the originals, nor will you ever, but
I don't know.
It was just kind of cool to see it still going on. Was it worth the 25 years of waiting? No. but I don't know that anything ever quite would be able to live up to that standard either.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, if you like the show, you want access to all of our bonus episodes, check it out on Apple Podcasts and our exclusive channel there, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.